Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's jump right in. First up, we've got some escalating tensions in the Middle East. Specifically, around the Strait of Hormuz.
Oh boy, that sounds familiar. What's going on there?
So, it seems like things are heating up with Iran, and Trump's been asking allies to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, which is a super important shipping lane for oil.
Wait, didn't he say he didn't need their help before? I'm getting serious deja vu here.
Exactly. Apparently, he insisted he had everything under control, and now he's calling on NATO and even China to step in. And according to the NYT, he's not happy with their response so far.
Ouch. That's gotta sting. So, what's the holdup? Why aren't they jumping to help?
Well, it's complicated. A lot of countries are wary of getting dragged into a conflict with Iran. Plus, there's probably some political maneuvering going on. Everyone's trying to figure out what's in their best interest.
So, is this going to turn into a full-blown international incident?
Potentially. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Trump administration is planning to announce a coalition to escort ships through the strait. That could definitely escalate things.
Yikes. Okay, shifting gears completely, what's the next story? Hopefully something a little less explosive.
Okay, next up, RFK Jr.'s vaccine policies just got smacked down by a judge.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty big headline. What policies are we talking about here?
Apparently, he's been trying to overhaul vaccine recommendations, but a federal judge has blocked those efforts, at least for now. The NYT is calling it a blow to Trump's health agenda.
So, what was he trying to change, exactly? Was it about mandatory vaccinations or something else?
The details aren't super clear in the summary, but it seems like he was pushing for some significant changes to the existing guidelines. Whatever it was, the courts weren't having it.
Interesting. All right, what else is making headlines today?
Los Angeles is bracing for a major heat wave. The LA Times is calling it an epic heat wave that could pose a deadly health threat.
Oh man, that's awful. I can't even imagine. How hot are we talking?
The summaries don't give exact temperatures, but apparently, it's expected to shatter records across California and the Southwest. And it's not just LA, San Francisco and Phoenix are also bracing for extreme heat.
Wow, that's intense. Hopefully, people are taking precautions and staying safe. What's next?
Cuba is experiencing an island-wide blackout. NPR says it's due to a deepening energy crisis.
Oh no, that's terrible. What's causing the energy crisis?
CNN and The Guardian are reporting it's linked to a U.S. oil blockade. Apparently, Cuba's power grid collapsed after weeks of it. NBC News says people are struggling with shortages of food, power, and fuel.
That's devastating. I hope they can get some relief soon. Okay, last story, right?
Yep. The East Coast is getting hit with severe storms, and the Midwest is dealing with a historic blizzard. Fox Weather is calling it a rare severe storm outbreak.
Ugh, talk about extreme weather. So, tornadoes on the East Coast and blizzards in the Midwest?
Exactly. CNN says thousands of flights have been disrupted, and many are without power. Sounds like a rough day for a lot of people.
Definitely. Stay safe out there, everyone. Well, that's all the news for today. Thanks for breaking it down, as always.
You got it. And thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines.